The Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Sioux City will likely be offering sports betting by the middle of September. This morning, the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission approved a contract between the Hard Rock and the third-party sports betting operator called Hard Rock Iowa, which is a partnership between Hard Rock Sioux City and Hard Rock International. Mobile sports betting, which allows gamblers to place mobile bets with an electronic device, will come later. An Iowa agency granted professional licenses to more than 5,800 private security workers without conducting mandatory criminal background checks, and that includes at least two dozen who had records that should have disqualified them, auditors said today. Ineligible applicants received licenses to work as private investigators, bail enforcement officers, and security guards because an Iowa Department of Public Safety employee failed to ensure they passed national background checks as required. Farmland value rose 1% in Iowa recently, despite the fact that values across the Midwest fell by 1% during the second quarter compared to a year ago. That's according to a report from the Chicago District Federal Bank. Dr. Sam Funk, director of Ag Analytics and Research for the Iowa Farm Bureau, says Iowa's farmland values are in better shape than most other Midwest states. He says the numbers in Iowa are a good sign that land is retaining its value, despite some other areas of economic weakness in the agriculture sector. Lower commodity prices often have a big impact on farmland values. Those prices were lower in the last year, says Funk, because of extreme weather and other factors. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.